Hello, and welcome to Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we review some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we're going to take a look at the Irish horror film Let Us Pray, released in 2014 and directed by Brian O'Malley. Also, we'll be looking at two films by Anthony de Blasi, Last Shift from 2014. And as a recent addition, we decided to add in Most Likely to Die because it was just released on Netflix just September 13th, so very recently. But first, let's start with a segment we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer that we watched was The Eyes of My Mother. It's a debut film by Nicholas Pesce?
I would say Pesci.
Pesci?
Something like that.
You think?
Okay.
Pesci. he was born in 1990. He's so young.
Wow.
Yeah, he's younger than us even, and that's crazy. Usually directors are much older. Anyway, this was his first film. It's due to be released December 2nd in theaters and also on VOD, so Amazon and I think a couple other places. They haven't really said much about that yet, but it looks a freaking amazing.
It really does.
It looks so good. Black and white film. I really recommend you guys just look this one up and watch the trailer because I just happened upon it. I haven't heard anything about this movie at all. I know it's making the rounds. The film circuit. When did the?
Mind is blanking on it. The indie film circuit.
We just finished watching
festivals.
Yeah, there we go. Film festivals. It's doing the film festival circuit right now, and yeah. Sorry, our minds are totally blank because we just finished watching Most Likely to Die, and it. I think we killed about half our brain cells watching that.
I think
so
too.
Okay. So anyway.
But it looks amazing. Definitely yes. Check out the trailer. It made me feel uncomfortable.
The music, the
cinematography.
Framing. Oh my God, gorgeous cinematography. Yeah. And you guys just got to check this trailer out. It looks amazing, and I can't imagine that a trailer could look that amazing and the movie wouldn't be at least
interesting
to watch. So
yeah.
We'll touch upon that when it comes out in December, maybe.
Definitely.
We can do an episode on it. I think it looks amazing, and I can't wait to see it. Okay, that's enough. We're not trash talking, really. I just wanted to mention it because I thought it looked amazing. Okay, we're doing three movies today, so we're just going to, zoom through them a little bit. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about Let Us Pray first. So Let Us Pray is an Irish film, and I don't know if it was actually made in Ireland, but no, I know it was filmed in Ireland. I don't know a whole lot about Brian O'Malley. Honestly, I couldn't find a ton about these people. Both the directors we're talking about today haven't done very much, and they're just starting out. But they're all over Netflix, so I figured, why not just cover them all at once? But
this was my favorite of the three.
I think it's my favorite of the three. Also, it's the most. It has the best concept and the most interesting characters, mm-hmm. I think. The characters are pretty one-dimensional for the most part. But
yeah, which, I mean, is kind of in the storyline they have to kind of be. It's very, these people are bad.
Yeah.
This person is
I'm totally distracted by us, looking at each other
I know.
And having a conversation.
We're together in real life today.
In real life, and it's so fun.
It is fun.
Okay, we're sharing a mic, too, so we might sound a little different, but... Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it was filmed in the UK and Ireland.
Yes. So, so we're going to spoil all of these movies. I'm just saying that now in case you're new to listening to our podcast, we spoil it off the bat. It's not really reviewing. We say we review them, but really we just talk about them. So I would go on Netflix and go ahead and watch at least watch Let Us Pray. And also I would recommend watching
Last Shift
also. Most Likely to Die, you can skip it. Yeah. We'll spoil it for you, and you're not missing anything.
You're not going to be bummed about it.
But go ahead and watch those now if you haven't turned this off, because we're going to spoil it. Okay, let's go ahead and spoil it now.
I really liked this movie a lot. I feel like it didn't even take really a lot of getting used to. You were kind of, everybody was very self-explanatory right off the bat, mm-hmm. the douchebag senior officer,
Yeah.
like the new girl,
Yeah.
the two, I don't know,
Sex
sex crazed.
cops. I called them sex cops in my notes. I didn't know their names.
Davos, who is introduced a
Oh.
little bit
Yeah,
later.
if you're a Game of Thrones fan, Ser Davos is the main character, and he's amazing, or one of the main characters. But I think they, like, in the credits and everything, he's named Six, so we can call him Six, or I'll probably just call him Ser Davos, to be honest, but that's who I'm talking about.
That's who we're gonna, yeah.
Yeah. So the basic plot of this movie is there's a female cop, she's the new cop, it's her first shift. I could be talking about both the movies at this point, but
I
and she basically there's all these people in jail cells, and one of them is the devil, and he's killing people off. I mean, that's not a secret. You pretty much know he's the devil from like
Yeah.
first few minutes of the movie. It doesn't take long to figure that out.
Yeah. I thought that this, 'cause you were saying that there's not like controversy, but like that people didn't really understand what was going on, or what was the.
I think the main point of confusion that I hear about people talking about this movie are that they're not sure where it's taking place. Is it the real world? Is it purgatory? Like,
Gotcha.
that's the main confusion because there's no one else in the town. You don't see anyone else. And that's the main point of confusion for me too, because the first time I watched it at the end, I was like, oh, now it makes sense. That was purgatory. But then when I rewatched it, I'm like, no, it doesn't make sense. And now I don't know if it was purgatory or if it's just this really quiet town.
I didn't really get the sense that it was purgatory necessarily, unless you felt like maybe she died when she got released, but I didn't feel that way. I thought
No,
that, like,
but why is there absolutely no one else in this town at all?
because they're, I mean, I thought that they were just all dead.
You think, oh, so you think this was just straight hell?
No, because I thought that, like, so. I didn't think that everybody, like, obviously there were some people in the town because the kid hits someone who is alive, who went to school with him, right?
Yeah.
So really the only people that
But that's
are,
a flashback.
right, but he's still, I don't know. I feel like the only people that are dead are the people that are in direct relation to who they're dealing with, right? Because, like, I don't
Okay.
know, I feel like I've never been to Ireland or Scotland, so I don't know, but I just
Right.
like feel like there are these like really tiny towns that are kind of like off the map. You
Yeah,
know what I
and that's
mean?
totally possible. And that's kind of how I feel about it now when watching it,
Yeah.
that they're living in this real world, but then there's also these like little hints that they're not in this real world. It's really like, I don't know, it's really hard to tell, and maybe that's kind of the point. I personally don't like that. I want to know. But I mean,
The only person other than like the devil guy that seemed like otherworldly necessarily was like the captain at the end when he just like goes crazy. But I just think he's crazy 'cause he like
They're
killed
all
that
crazy.
guy.
Everyone is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. There's no one in this movie. The only person in this movie that I feel bad for is the Caesar, who plays the young kid that hit the girl with the car. Because
Yeah.
he's a kid still,
Yeah.
and he fucked up and he got scared.
But see, and that's the thing is that like he, and even Six Davos says this at the end, like these people, maybe not, I mean not everybody, because like some of these guys were just straight up murderers, but like some people, like Caesar, had the chance to fix it because the chick
Yeah.
was still alive.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like it was a flashback. I
Yeah.
feel like it had just happened. He's
Yeah.
like, you know, she's still alive. You have a chance to fix this. And I feel like if he would have fixed it, he would have been let free,
But there's
right?
also a group of people who believe that purgatory, and by group of people, I mean religious people,
Right.
but you know, there's people that believe that purgatory is just you reliving your mistakes over and over again so you can get it right. Or wrong, and either you go to heaven or you go to hell.
Right.
So that would still play with the purgatory role. Like, hey, you still have a chance to speak up. But,
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know.
that's just, yeah, that's the part of this movie that
Because
has
I
me
feel like
confused.
she, I don't know. I didn't get the purgatory sense. I guess it makes sense when you bring it up, kind of, but
Yeah.
like first impression for me that I
Well,
just.
he also like comes out of the waves. Like he just, right? He walks out of the waves and there's all these crows following him. Like, I don't know. It feel and it just feels, and maybe it's 'cause we're American and we're used to the way America looks, but it feels so like otherworldly.
And
Like
that's why I just was like, oh, small town in Scotland, this makes sense that it'd be like a really tiny, I mean, even you have towns like that here. I'm obviously we don't see them because we live in like huge cities, but like there's just that one deputy station with, whatever. So I don't know. I guess maybe that's up for interpretation.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah,
It
but
totally is. But I've heard.
regardless,
I
I
do.
really
I
liked
like this
it.
movie too. So let's talk about some of the parts we really liked. The first thing I found interesting was that. Well, not the first thing I found interesting. This is actually towards the end of the movie. I noticed that no one's using guns. The cops don't have guns at all.
They use those
They
things.
have batons.
I think that's a common thing, not in the US,
Really?
though.
Is that that's
They don't
interesting.
use, yeah, because I mean, I don't want to get like political, but I know like with a
No.
lot of like the police brutality stuff that's going on here right now,
Right.
I've heard or like seen a lot of people from other countries saying like our cops don't even use guns here.
Yeah.
So I think that's a common thing that cops don't have guns,
I mean,
not here.
it sounds lovely.
Right?
I'm not gonna lie.
Right?
I mean, I don't know how that would never work here at this point in our lives because of all the
We're too far gone.
crazy gun shit. I mean, there's guns fucking everywhere. Like, it's awful. I mean, like I said, not to get political. I know, but I knew we have some overseas listeners, so feel free to tweet at us or send us a message. Let us know, like, if that's a legit thing, apparently. All right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
I know that
rad.
there's like countries where like they've shot no people ever in like the history of their police or like one person and yeah, so there's guns are not a common thing on cops in other countries.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. And I literally wrote that. I'm like, do they just not have guns? Like, do the cops just not have guns in these countries? And yeah, okay, cool. They don't. Rad. All right. That's one thing I found interesting.
I didn't even notice
Yeah, because I was like, why aren't
that.
they just shooting him? Like, he has the shotgun and they just have batons and pepper spray. They just shoot that guy. Oh, I'm an American. All right, continuing on. So there's a lot of like crows flying around, and I
Because winter is
mean,
coming.
right?
Duh.
Yeah, if you have Sir Davos and a bunch of crows, I'm like really confused what movie I'm watching right now. But when, let's just start from the beginning. Like when Rachel wakes up, Rachel's our main character, she's the new cop. When Rachel wakes up, she has this like crow feather on her pillow. So, and she seems not
Concerned.
concerned or worried about this, as this just happens to her all the time, maybe. Like, I don't know.
She's definitely like, that's weird.
Yeah.
What is this? All right.
Now, does she turn into a crow at the end of the movie?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
I thought it was weird that they
I'm
kissed.
not really sure.
I felt like
Yeah.
that was the only moment to me that was like, that just feels weird. It felt weird to me. I don't know
It
why.
did feel weird, but it was kind of like them merging together. I don't know. It was
It
weird.
felt weird.
It
That's the only point.
Yeah. I noticed a little bit of a score underneath the movie. It's kind of Carpenter-esque a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing crazy though, but it was nice. It was like it was there when it needed to be and not there when it didn't. So that was nice because I think some people are either, I don't know, Most Likely to Die is a good example of a score gone wrong.
That was so weird.
Really weird. We'll get to
We'll talk,
that.
yeah, we'll get
Yeah.
there.
But I thought the score in this movie was great. Like it set the tone, but it wasn't overpowering, and there was a little bit. I could hear a little bit of Carpenter in there in the background, but it wasn't like just straight up stealing, you know? Okay, so Sir Davos knows all, and he slowly makes everyone confront their sins, for better or for worse. And it doesn't ever really have. They just know immediately that he knows everything. And yeah, that's frightening.
I thought it was, I really loved Just like the little nuances and kind of like transformations almost that the other characters had when he was clearly influencing them. That was really, really fun to watch. And yeah, I really liked this movie.
Yeah, the matchsticks, how he
Yeah.
like breaks the matchsticks, and
It was
yeah,
brutal in a good way.
it
That guy smashing
was.
his face into the bars
Oh,
was really
yeah.
like, oh man.
Yeah, I liked the paper shredder part too.
Yeah.
Or no, that the paper shredder, it was a shoe shine
Oh yeah, his
thing.
face into the shoe shine
Yes.
thing. That was
Yeah, that
brutal.
was rad. And he just comes, I mean, this cop just comes in with like razor wire, barbed wire wrapped around himself.
That was it. That's like that's
Like,
the only thing other than Davos that seems like otherworldly was when he just was
well,
like,
that was some straight up Jesus shit. Like, he fancied himself a
That was
martyr at that point.
insane.
Yeah,
He was great.
he was great.
As like the it almost felt like I was playing a video game and he was like the ultimate boss. Like
Yeah.
he was the final boss at the end that you had to
Right.
beat because he was just kind of like unstoppable
Right,
almost.
totally. I know we're jumping around, guys. I hope you saw this movie, so it's not
So it
confusing.
makes sense.
Yeah. And then the other girl in this movie, who I'll call Sex Cop One, Sex Cop Woman, Sex Cop Two are having an affair, and they like to kill people. And Sex Cop One, she hates Rachel, like hates her right off the bat, and for no reason at all. But somehow she knows about her history.
They all do. I mean, I think they read her file because
Yeah.
obviously when you go, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they must have. They
I'm
all knew.
assuming
Yeah.
when you're like, I don't know, in the police academy, you
Yeah.
get some sort of file created about you,
I
right? Maybe.
guess. But
Or maybe they just looked
why are
into
sex
it.
cops getting access to those
I don't know.
files?
They all seem to just hate her straight off the bat.
Yeah. They hate her straight off the bat, but I feel like Sex Cop One really hates her because
Maybe she's a little
she
threatened.
might be threatened, but she's also like, we're not friends. And she's also tells her that she has to work on her people skills, which make no sense
When she's a
because
total bitch.
she's Sex Cop One's a total bitch, and Rachel's really nice to everybody.
Yeah.
And the only time she's not nice to everybody is because everyone's treating her like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. No one really knew her but hated her. Like everyone,
Yeah.
even the
Main guy.
sergeant.
Maybe it's like small town cops don't like new, they probably like all grew up together or something like
Yeah.
that. They've obviously been working with each other for a while because they've been murdering people together for
Right.
a little bit.
True.
And I'm the person that they killed was a cop, right? Or was he not?
No, he was just someone that they arrested,
Oh, okay.
and they made it look like an accident. They like hung him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't really say what that guy did.
Yeah.
But the sergeant, who has scars all over his face, he looks like he's been through about 5 wars, approximately 5 wars.
Yeah, he's had a rough go.
His name's Sergeant McCready. Like the thing.
Yeah.
I was like, all right,
Yeah,
Sergeant
that
McCready.
kept on
Yeah.
making me think of
I know, I kept going,
that.
but McCready's a good
Yeah,
character.
come
You're not a
on.
good character. And then there's also one of the guys who was arrested is a doctor,
Who
and
just like goes crazy.
who just happens to kill his whole family out
Yeah.
of nowhere because he's
Yeah.
trying to locate the human spirit in the body. But don't you think it's so weird that all these people came together? Or do you think they're just drawn to Sir Davos and like Sir Davos created this environment for them
I feel
to
like part of
gather
it was
in?
that
Yeah.
he created this environment for sure.
That would make more sense. Then I could buy that it's not purgatory.
Yeah.
Like if he somehow like made it, manipulated the situation so everyone would be in one
Because
space.
I mean, he's got to be there for a reason. Even at the beginning of the movie, where the two sex cops go to the doc, go like are going to the doctor's house, and then
Yeah.
this guy's going home because he knows he's got someone murdered in his bed.
Yeah.
She's like, "Are you're gonna leave me alone on my first day with four prisoners?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "I think you can handle
There's
it."
something with both these movies and
Yeah.
leaving the new cop alone.
They're like, I think you
Like,
can handle
you can
it.
handle it.
Just don't let them all out.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's
Yeah.
definitely like something otherworldly that Davos
Yeah.
that brought all of these terrible people together on this fateful night,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, I think the only place where this really kind of misses for me is the dialogue and the I don't know, like the way the characters interact with each other. It doesn't fully make sense. It's like they all know each other, and some of them do, but some of them don't, but there's no real backstory to that.
Yeah. I didn't really feel like the doctor knew anybody.
No.
But Caesar, it seems like, was a student of.
Of the teacher,
Yeah.
and then probably has been arrested a couple times.
Right.
So that's how they knew him. But, like, I
Yeah.
don't know. Just the way they interact with each other, it's strange to
It,
me.
yeah.
I guess I can't really articulate it very well,
It definitely
but.
seems like they all sort of knew each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
But I guess
think
that comes along with being in a small
that small
town.
town,
But,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There was a weird line. The doctor had, like, have you ever seen Dr. Giggles? That's one of, like, my all-time favorite B movies. It's so bad. But there was a, it's like this doctor that goes around killing people and saying really bad doctor puns, like, the whole
Right.
movie. And
Okay.
so, like, when the doctor went to go kill Rachel, like, when he was attempting to kill Rachel, he goes, "The doctor will see you now." And I was
You're like, "Ayo, there it is." That's
I was
excellent.
like, the director, I hope the director really likes Dr. Giggles and that was on
They're like,
purpose.
throw that in there.
Yeah. Okay, also, something that was really weird that I didn't really understand is when they took Sir Davos's fingerprints when they first had him, he wasn't technically arrested because he didn't technically ever
He
do
just pissed
anything.
off
Yeah, he just got
main
hit by a
guy.
car and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
When they took his fingerprints, they said he was some guy who was 79 and died in a fire. So that means that, and he died in the 80s.
And so that's
So,
why I kind of thought that it was like in the real world, is that like he assumed this other person's identity,
yeah.
kind of. You know what I
But
mean?
how are you Satan? How are you Satan if you lived in the 80s? I mean, does
Well,
he
that's what I'm
just
saying.
like.
He like became like almost like a shapeshifter
Okay.
kind of thing. Like,
But
I don't know how else to
don't you think this
say
is a
it.
little bit of a crazy, like.
He also could have, I mean, he has that black book that he's carrying around with
Yeah.
people who he's killed. Obviously, he's punished.
Yeah.
He's brought to himself. So I mean, really, he can kind of do whatever he wants, fingerprint wise, right?
I
So maybe he just like
guess.
wants to mess with this guy,
Yeah, like that makes more
you
sense.
know?
Yeah. But it's a little bit
I get it. Yeah, it
weird.
is a little weird.
Okay.
But it'd
I
be
don't know.
weirder almost if, like, no fingerprint. Like, he didn't,
That would have been better.
you
I felt like
know?
that would have made
He
more
didn't have
sense.
fingerprints
Like
or
if he just straight
something.
didn't have fingerprints.
Yeah. Maybe he did it just to mess with that because it clearly made that guy
Yeah.
furious, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And how do you really fake fingerprints other than just getting rid of them? I mean, you can get rid of your fingerprints, but you can't really like fake having someone else's fingerprints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a normal person.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like that one. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think it was, I liked it. Watch it.
Yeah, I think it's worth watching. Check it out.
Or let us know your take on things and maybe we missed something.
Yeah, please. Please always do that. We like
Yes,
that.
we do.
Then we also watched The Last Shift by Anthony DeBlasi. Now, this was one of his first movies. He did a couple things before this, I
Yeah,
think.
he co-wrote and directed this one.
Yeah. And this one's actually pretty good.
I liked
I
it.
think it's good. It's not great, but it's good. It's very similar in theme. That's why I picked both of these movies originally together, is, you know, the lone female cop. Also, all the female cops in both of these movies, very beautiful,
Total babes.
gorgeous female cops.
Yeah.
Because heaven forbid.
You can't.
No.
No.
Okay. But basically, the main plot is this woman wants to be a cop because her dad got killed and he was a cop, and she wants to have some sort of redemption, I
And her
guess.
mom's real uncomfortable
Her
with
mom
it.
does not like it, and she joins the force, and it's her very first day, and they put her in
It's a
a
like
prison that's, or a jail, the
I
police
feel like it's just a
station.
police
Okay, just a
station
police
that
station.
was closed down
Yes.
and they opened up a new one, but
Yes.
all the evidence is still at this old police station, so they need
Right.
a cop because they need someone who's paid by the city, I
Yeah.
guess, right? They can't hire,
Yeah.
he said they can't hire just like a security guard
Right.
because they can't
Or
put
they
someone else
can't
on the
just
payroll or something like
move
that.
the evidence.
Yeah, they
Like,
need like,
why isn't the evidence moved?
right?
Like, it's
Like, it
weird.
is weird.
Like, why don't you just spend all this time moving the evidence instead of having someone just sit there with it?
I don't know, it's weird. I feel like she was set up
A
a
little bit.
little bit.
Okay, so basically in this movie, there was like a fake Manson family, and they were killing people, and they got arrested, and they committed suicide at this police station while they were in custody.
And they also murdered some of the cops that were there too, right? Because wasn't her dad killed?
No, he was killed when they arrested them.
Oh, okay.
He was killed when they arrested him. After they arrested him, they brought him back to the police station, and then they killed themselves after questioning or whatever.
Gotcha.
So this prison's basically haunted by them. They're like demon worshippers, basically. And so there's lots of demon type stuff going on.
She constantly gets a 911 call from, they tell her at the beginning that all the 911 calls are like rerouted to the new police station, but then she keeps getting a call from this little girl.
Yeah. Well, not little.
And,
I think she's like.
oh, I thought she was, it sounded like she was a little girl.
I don't mean she's probably young. I just don't think she's like a child.
Oh no, she's not like a baby.
Yeah. But
A preteen.
yeah. And they yeah, I don't know. Like, she keeps getting these calls, and then she keeps seeing stuff. There's this homeless dude that keeps
That pees right on the floor.
He keeps randomly showing up, and that, I mean, he wasn't really a part of it, was he? He just happened to. Like, that's a weird thing. Like, what was he?
I thought that that was, I don't know, 'cause so he she like hears a knock at the door, right? This is the first time that we see him. She turns around and he's just like in the lobby peeing on the floor. And then she kicks him out, and then he like breaks in, right? And
He
he's like in
somehow
the
does.
storage
He's in this,
closet or
yeah, he turns
something.
off the power and he's just going through all of the evidence storage stuff. So maybe, I guess he is part of it.
So part of me thought that he was like one of the people, but then you don't really see him as being super threatening.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand that, I
Yeah, he
guess.
wasn't threatening. He didn't really ever say anything, or he just seemed kind of scattered and out of
If you
nowhere
know who that guy
appearing.
is, let us know.
Yeah, is he
Give
like,
us an
'cause I
insight.
assume he's at least a little bit part of it because he seems to be directing her in the places they want her to go. So that, I'm sure it's at least a little bit a part of it. I had the same question about the other girl, the cigarette smoking girl out in the back of the police station. I was like, is she a part of it? But she kind of just gave information and disappeared, so maybe not, because she's not actually in the police station or something.
I'm wondering if like some people are spirits that are not necessarily threatening. I don't know. I thought it was weird when like so she figures out 'cause she calls as she gets these phone calls from the girl, she kind of acquires more information from her. And after every call, she calls the main station and says, "I keep on getting this 911 call," and like divulges more information. And when she gets the name, the cop on the other end tells her or tells her that she was murdered by this family. And so when she gets that information and she says on the phone, like, "I know you were killed," the little girl starts laughing. Is the little girl the like weird ghost that like attacks her in
Could be.
the things,
Yeah,
but doesn't really
probably.
attack her because she looks
No,
away?
she doesn't attack her. She just scares the crap out of her. She doesn't even like try to attack her. She just kind of like looks kind of fucked up, like her face was bashed in, and she's crawling around, which is always creepy. And but I don't think she was, yeah, but I think that probably is the same girl. Yeah. And I don't know. There was also the girl that shot herself. She's real. I feel like she's a real person that broke in, and she said she was part of that family, but she wasn't chosen to kill herself like the others did.
I feel like the issue that I had with this, and I liked it for the most part, but I feel like my issue with it was that this girl is smart. She, from the beginning, when she starts seeing all this stuff, and especially after she realizes that the little girl is dead, she is very conscious about, is this real or is this not real? Is this really happening? Am I seeing these things? Am I, like, if I close my eyes, is nothing gonna happen? You know, when she gets confronted by that one ghost and, like, they start going back and forth, she's like, oh, you have a gun. Maybe you don't have a gun. Maybe I'm just imagining it. You know what I mean? So what's difficult for me is that she's very aware of it, and I don't really understand. It felt like to me that she was trying to get out and leave, and then she gets a call from her dad saying that she needs to die, and then she's like, okay, you're right. I'll stay.
The dad didn't say she needed to die.
He was like, I died for my job and I expect you to do the same.
Because he was telling her to basically stop everything, like get rid of all these demon people and like put her life on the line. I don't think he was telling her to like
To
kill
go,
herself.
yeah.
But I
No, I don't think
think,
she's telling
yeah,
her to
no,
kill
I think
herself
the
either,
main
but.
break where I think she was aware that a lot of it was bullshit, that's also like kind of an issue. But I think that mainly it's like she's so obsessed with her father and misses her father so much that I think she kind of has a psychological break when he calls her. And she,
It just seemed so
like she's, but
sudden.
I think it's more like, okay, if all this other crazy shit is happening, why can't this be real also? Like, why can't my dad really be calling me trying to help me
But
if all
that's
this other stuff is happening? And I think she like lets that get into her head.
See, I get, like, that makes sense. I do understand that, but it feels, I don't know, like she knows she's seeing all this stuff that's not real, and she knows that it's not real. So it's like, I don't understand why all it takes is that almost fake phone call that she knows all this other stuff is real. So why is this real? I don't know.
Maybe because it's like a calming
It's kind of like a
effect,
too, like a
like
super
her
close
way
to
to
home
deal.
kind of.
Yeah, like her way to deal with it. Because it's, I mean, she's fucking stuck there. I
Yeah.
don't understand why she doesn't call for backup. Like, if it's that bad, like, okay, at the beginning, I understand you might have thought you saw some shit.
Does she though? Because obviously, like, when the guy tells her who the little girl is, he's like, this is part of the reason why we left, because things felt weird there. We didn't, you know, don't tell anybody I told you this. But, like, did she, because obviously, like, the cop that she meets at the beginning, who is clearly having issues at the beginning of the movie, comes back at the end. And I almost feel like she was, like, set up in the situation. But like I couldn't tell if he was there to, like, genuinely help her, or if, like, this was supposed to happen, if he was, like, almost in on
I
it.
think he was coming to relieve her of duty.
Okay.
Because she had been there for a while.
But, like, she had the last shift, so she wasn't
Yeah,
gonna be
but
relieved.
he said at the beginning, like, I'll come back and relieve you when your shift is over. And I think it's just the last shift because she died. It's her last shift. Like,
Well,
that's
that
what I
makes sense.
assume.
Well, I don't know. At the
But
beginning, they were like, this is the last shift of this
it's her
police
first
department
and
or
last
whatever.
shift.
Yeah, she's done.
She's done.
She murdered people.
Yeah, I don't.
That was, like, the only thing that, like, I kind of had a hard time with, is that she just, like, knew. She had such a grasp on reality towards the beginning, and even towards really the last quarter was when she just kind of, like, lost it. It just happened so fast for me.
Well, I mean, a lot of shit did happen to her. Like,
Well, so I'm saying she was pretty level-headed through all of
she
that
was.
stuff.
I couldn't believe, like, a little to a fault. Like, that's
Yeah.
not
That's
realistic.
why I'm just
It should
like,
be more, it should definitely be more
it
exaggerated
didn't
than
mess with her
that.
as, like, if that was me, I would be curled up in a little ball and I wouldn't move.
I would have been gone the second the homeless man peed on the floor.
Yeah. I'd have been like, I'm locking this
And I'm
place up,
out.
and I'm gonna just sit in the front, and that's is my whatever. I'm not answering that phone anymore. I'm not eating my sandwich that had a really long, weird hair in it. Like, I'm just sitting out here.
What do you think was the creepiest part?
The homeless man for me. I don't, like, I know, like, the other stuff was, like, shock value and stuff or whatever, but, like, that is, like, that would be terrifying. Like, crazy homeless man, you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
That's
especially
true.
living in, like, LA,
Yeah.
where
Or
there's
San
like, or San
Diego. We have a
Diego.
lot of homeless people too. Yeah, we don't take care of our homeless people here in
The
California.
homeless man that just pees on the floor is terrifying because it's
Right.
so real.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's really gross. There was a part where I mean, I'm totally gonna skip the movie for a second. When I was driving through LA to get home yesterday, we were like getting off of the highway, and there was a guy just standing in the middle of the intersection. Just standing in the very middle of it. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, I wanted to like get out of the car and help him to the side, but at the same time, I'm like, there's no fucking
Don't
way
do
I'm getting
it.
out of the car. But it's just like, that's not a safe place to be. Get
That
out of
happens so
there.
many
Oh my
times. Like
God.
I will be driving home on La Brea, and there's just like a homeless man kicking like a crate across the street, and like traffic will literally have to stop because they're just standing in the middle of the road. It's crazy. And that's why I'm like,
I've never.
homeless man in the lobby
I
is the
mean,
scariest thing.
we have like areas with tents and shit. But I've never seen someone just fucking standing in the middle of the road like
Yeah,
that. I was
it
like,
happens
for
all the
a
time
really long time,
here.
like not just like I'm crossing the road really slowly,
No, they just
just
stand
stand
there.
there.
Yeah,
Wow.
take their sweet time.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
Okay.
why. That's why.
The other part another part I really liked, I think the scariest part of this whole movie is the part where she goes into the jail cell and the guy's in there, and then she has to shake the flashlight to keep seeing what's going on because it keeps going out. That freaked me out.
There's some really good shots
Yeah.
in this film for sure.
Yeah, I don't like the kind of what I like to call Saw editing. From like the Saw movies where it's like super fast and then really slow and then super fast. I mean, to me that's just like not scary and looks
Yeah,
kind of
I
cheesy.
agree.
But so there was a little bit of that, but I think overall the effects were not bad. I think that the main dude that we're supposed to be the most afraid of was not frightening
I
enough.
wasn't,
I think
yeah.
they could have gotten someone way creepier in that role. He was like too good looking, and even when he had his demon face on, he still wasn't very scary.
His demon face.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess, you know, as like a Charles Manson-esque type person,
Yeah.
he shouldn't be totally
I
disgusting
mean,
looking.
yeah. He has to be someone, obviously, that's charming enough that these people will want to follow him.
Yeah, I did, but I did like that flashlight section there. There was also a scene that was like such poltergeist scene where she walking down the hall and there's chairs all over this room and she turns her back and then when she turns back again all the chairs are stacked on the table and I'm like, is this poltergeist? Are you guys just gonna just totally pick this up from
Same thing when
poltergeist?
she goes into the locker room and
Yeah.
finds the picture of her dad, and then she turns around and all the
All the
doors are
lockers are
open.
open. That was very Paranormal Activity too.
Yeah, I don't know if I've just watched too many movies, but like I definitely recognize that as like that was her dad,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. But those scenes were, yeah, there was definitely some shots taken from other movies.
Yeah,
But
there was some good, you know, stuff, and then some other stolen stuff, and then
yeah.
some okay stuff. I feel like they tried to throw it
Yeah.
all in.
There wasn't just one type of like CGI happening. It was kind of all over the place. But the stuff that worked really well, and the stuff that didn't work wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
So it was okay. I think for a basically independent movie that probably didn't have a lot of money or a lot of funding behind it,
Yeah.
they did a pretty good job. I think it helps when you don't have to have a lot of characters either. Like both of these movies, Let Us Pray and Last Shift, they both don't have a ton of characters. They don't have
Yeah.
background people. They don't have a lot of stuff going on. They basically are in one spot the whole movie, so they're able to like spend their money elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, these movies are both very similar. I'd say Let Us Pray is the better of the two, but they're both really good.
Yeah.
I would recommend both of these to everybody. But at this point, I would say I'd hope you watch it. Let's skip on over to Most Likely to Die now,
Okay.
which we just watched together.
So, yeah. It was fun. We should have live tweeted it. We apologize for not because
This is the perfect live tweet movie. I will say that over and over. I think we should just live tweet this at some point,
Oh
but that also
man.
means we'll have to rewatch
Well,
it.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it
We'll do
anyway.
it. Yeah, it'll be
Maybe
fun.
in like a month we'll do it. Yeah.
So first impression was when we were looking at the cast list for
Yeah.
this, we saw Gary Busey's son, right?
Yep, Jake Busey.
Perez Hilton,
Perez Hilton, the Perez Hilton.
Heather Morris from Glee.
Yep.
And so I was immediately like, this is probably gonna be garbage.
Yeah,
That
I
was my
did.
first
That was
impression.
my first impression too. The picture looks ridiculous,
Yeah.
and
Even like the little premise, the short, whatever.
this feels like a movie. Like, okay, so in the 90s, or early 2000s, I want to say like the late 90s or early 2000s when like Scream came out, and then we had, which Scream is an amazing movie and I love Scream.
I know what you did last
But then we
summer.
had I Know What You Did Last Summer, which kind of tried to be Scream but wasn't
I
as
liked I Know What
good.
You Did Last Summer. I was totally
Yeah,
fine with it.
it's fine, but it's not as, I don't think it's as good
Oh, I don't think it's as
as
good as Scream
Scream.
either, but it's
But like I feel
entertaining.
like, and then there was like Final Destination, and then I feel like this movie should have come right after that. Like in
Like with
terms of how good it was.
what was that movie where they were like, it was like a Club Med movie, but like, and like Jack Black played like a stoner. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the second I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You might be. I don't think I've seen that. Well, actually, I did see that one. Is
Yeah,
that
with
what
like
she's?
Brandy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a fucking long time, man.
I
I
feel
don't.
like he was, I don't know.
I
But
was in high
yeah.
school when I saw those movies,
I
so.
honestly, and then like I kind of, when you mentioned on social media that we were going to be doing this movie, some people were like, oh, that's a great, that's a good movie. And so I was like, oh, okay, I'm curious. Like, let's check this out. It really seemed to me that it was like, and I said this while we were watching it was like a soap opera horror
Yes.
movie. Like
Yeah.
if they made horror soap operas, this is what it would be
The
like.
writing is cheese.
Yeah.
The acting is
The
cheese. The
music.
music is so bad. And like, I don't know. It was like two kinds of music overlaid. It was kind of like drum circle-y type music with
With
like with
clapping, you
yeah.
mentioned,
And then there
yeah.
was, it's like kind of like cheerleading maybe, or like a drum line maybe, but then there's like this creepy music over it, but it doesn't go together at all. And yeah, and then sometimes it's just like straight up soap opera music.
Yeah.
Like just like the whatever they have at the end of, I don't even remember what soap opera music sounds like now that I'm thinking about it. I'm like, wait, what does it sound like? I don't
It
remember
sounds
because
like
it's
what that
just
movie
like
was.
bullshit, like background music that's supposed to make you feel something,
Yeah.
but it doesn't ever succeed because it's
Yeah.
just overdone and boring. But the movie itself is really fun to watch in terms of how bad it is, but it's
Yeah.
not good. Like I was surprised. I was kind of like, at first, I was like, this is gonna be bad. But then I heard people say, it's not that bad. And then I was like, ah, but it is.
But it is.
And then also, Perez Hilton is supposed to be playing someone who's 28 years old, and he is 40
Yeah, he's
almost.
almost
Like,
40. And he
he's.
looks, I mean, it's not
And
like
he
he
looks
looks
it.
like a young.
No, he looks his age. He looks
Yeah.
older than he
He
is.
looks older than everybody in the thing, and it's noticeable. And it's not like, I mean, not that everybody's acting was good, but he was, one of the people that kind of like overdid it
Yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
So I just don't, that casting choice was real weird, in my
Strange.
personal opinion.
Very strange choice.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah, because he's 38 in real life
Yeah.
now. So he might have been 36 when he
Yeah.
filmed this, maybe 35.
Yeah.
Still, that's a lot older than you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Once you start hitting your 30s, you start to look like you're not in your 20s anymore.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, you're an older looking person.
And I mean, to be fair, he is someone who's a public figure.
Yeah.
Like, people know who he is. So it's not like, because I mean, there's definitely people in their late 20s that look way older than they are.
Sure.
But this
But you don't
wasn't,
cast them as 28-year-olds.
yeah,
Yeah.
in like a
Yeah.
Hollywood film, I
Yeah.
guess. So I don't know. Yeah. It was super
It was weird. We
noticeable.
noticed it right off the bat and we're laughing
Yeah.
about it almost immediately because I thought, well, maybe he's not a student. Like maybe he's someone, maybe he wasn't part of this group. Maybe he's
But
someone
he
else or
was.
maybe he failed like
A couple times.
A bunch of times, but they didn't say that either. So, no, he just looks really old.
So it was a lot of overacting, a lot of weird choices. It took Heather Morris till sundown to get somewhere. It took the character who got killed in the first scene like 2 minutes to get to. You don't really see a lot of deaths in it, I feel like.
No, there's a
There's a
couple.
couple
And
towards the end.
there's like one or two that are decent.
Yeah. Like you want that, I don't know, in horror movies I feel like if you're gonna do one standard, like, because this was very like it had a formula. It went with kind of like the first, like the Scream almost kind of formula. And the first death was set up, but then you never really got it. You know, it happened in like a closed
Enclosed
area.
area, and then towards the
Yeah.
end they start showing more, but it's by that point you're already like,
They make weird choices that don't necessarily, like, they turn off the generator for some reason, but it doesn't, they don't even use the darkness for the whole movie. Like, they end up turning it on like 2 seconds later.
it's
It's,
weird choices.
yeah,
It's
nobody cares that their friends are
at
dying.
all, like, not even a little bit do they
Yeah.
care. They're like, oh no, and then like 5 seconds later, like, okay, well, what are we gonna do now?
There's a real
Like,
weird
this
sex
is
scene.
really weird sex scene.
We both were just like, we just started cracking up because of how hilarious and over the top this thing
Was
is.
way over the top. I don't know what they were. I mean, I was like, maybe it's supposed to be funny. I don't. She's supposed to be like kind of like a high tense person, so maybe it was supposed to be funny. I just don't think they went far enough with it so that it
Yeah.
would be a joke.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing actually funny in this movie, like, not on purpose.
Yeah, it seemed, I don't know, it seemed like they tried to get you into these people's lives, but it was just, you
None of
know.
these, all these characters are super one-dimensional.
Yeah.
The poker, like, they're not like the standard, like the cheerleader, the jock. Although they do mention that they were those things in high school, but it's more
Yeah.
like the poker player. She's a poker player. Will she take chances? Will
Yeah.
she bluff? And
And
it's
they
like
play
that.
it the entire time. They're like at the end, he's like, are you gonna help me kill these people tomorrow? Are you with me? And you can see her, she's like, I'm putting on my poker face. Yes, I'm gonna kill these people with you. And it's like you see it from the very beginning that it's just like foreshadowing, but like in a really bad way.
There's a food fight scene at the beginning, which is like they're throwing pretzels and like popcorn at each other. This is
Yeah.
the stupidest food fight scene I've ever seen. There's, come on, you need, like, if you're gonna have a food fight scene, there's gotta be fucking food involved. This is
Yeah.
like, it's not gonna do it. You're just gonna have to freaking
Figure
sweep
it's gonna be a
that
bitch to vacuum is really all that's gonna happen. Someone has to clean that
A lot of crumbs everywhere.
mess up. I feel like the opening scene really sets the tone for the movie with Ashley wearing her Ashley tank top and her incredibly poor acting
Yeah, she's wearing a
skills.
tank top that says Ashley on it.
Yeah.
Does it say I'm Ashley or does it just
I
say
think it just
Ashley?
says
It just says
Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah.
And was like, is she wearing a shirt that says Ashley on it? And then I found out her name was Ashley, and I'm
Yep.
like, no, why? Why did you? Like, because they didn't think we would remember her name was Ashley.
No.
Even though there's a picture on the wall, you could have put her name on those pictures, by the
Yep.
way.
Oh, and then when she's dead in the shed, her name is Strong in Lights.
Yeah.
It's.
But they didn't continue on that path. Like, it was like, okay, so all these characters are in their home, this home in the middle of nowhere where they're hanging out before they go to their 10-year reunion, and they haven't really all spoken in a long time. So they all the pictures are on the wall. It says most likely to. They were all on yearbook committee. So because none of them were super most likely to succeed type people, they made up their own titles for each other. So like they had these giant pictures on the wall, and each one said what they were most likely to. And yeah, so Ashley was most likely to be have her name in lights. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like the rest of them, they don't continue with that.
No. Yeah, they didn't kill them in
The other
a
one,
similar, like the heartbreaker
yeah.
girl didn't get her heart torn out or anything
No,
like
that would
that.
have been good.
That would have been good.
I would have liked to see that.
What really happened is that apparently guy put razor blades in his graduation cap and just slit everybody's throats.
Yeah, but there was a cool scene where he threw it, and that made me think of the flying guillotine.
It was like
and
a ninja star.
Yeah, have you ever seen the flying guillotine? Okay, it's like this kung fu movie, and
it sounds awesome.
And he has this hat, and it like turns into like razor blades, and he throws it at people.
Phenomenal.
It's amazing. Anyway, so that just made me think of that movie, and then I was sad that I wasn't watching that movie instead of this one. But, I mean, yeah. He definitely, like, just kills people with his cap.
His cap. And then, like, when the big reveal happens,
it's not a big reveal. It's, a little reveal.
It's a tiny reveal.
It's a tiny reveal.
And nobody cares.
No one cares at all.
Nobody cares about it.
No, it's bad. Yeah, there's my favorite scene is definitely when our main character is walking down the hall and there's a mirror and she sees the killer in the mirror and she shoots the mirror, which somehow ricochets and kills her friend, maybe?
I don't know.
Friend was already dead.
Yeah.
But I think it ricochets and it kills her friend. And so she... Instead of being like, oh, I just saw the killer in the mirror, so I know he's right behind me, I'm going to drop my gun, my only weapon, and tend to my friend that's dying. Which, okay, that's a very lovely thought that your friendship means more than your life itself, but why don't you make sure you get rid of the killer first? You have a gun in your hand, you could have just shot him.
And he's very scared of the gun because every time it's pointed at him, he runs in the other direction.
He runs so fast.
Yeah.
He does not like guns.
He is not like Michael Myers, who will charge at you even though you shoot him.
Well, because he's not Michael Myers, he will die if you shoot him. He's a real human being.
He is the Joker.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she just, if you know the killer's
really
right behind you, like, no. I couldn't shut up during that part. She's like, no, the killer's right fucking behind you. God damn it.
My favorite part was when hockey player dude takes off his gown. Which sounds weird if you've never seen the movie. And he's just, like, crazy buff.
Yeah.
And then,
the end of the movie for no reason.
The end of the movie, he's just shirtless. And, like, he's, like, clearly twitching his muscles constantly.
Yeah.
And making his boobs dance.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's get out of here, guys. And then, like, he leaves Heather Morris and Perez Hilton to lift up wounded guy.
Yeah.
And just, like, walks past them.
Yeah.
See you guys later. Let's get out of here.
I got the keys.
Yeah.
You guys carry this
guy. You guys carry wounded
guy. I'm super buff, but I'm just going to walk away.
I have the biggest muscles in this whole town, but I won't help you carry out your friend.
Yeah. He has like no lines in this. He has like three lines in this movie.
Yeah. He's got a man bun at the beginning of the movie and he's shirtless at the end.
Yeah. Way to go, dude. Oh my God.
Love it.
I don't know. This is just a weird one. I don't really recommend it. There was a funny part where the one character was confessing to another that he loved her in high school. And she was like, why didn't you ever tell me? And he's like, well, because you were student body president. It's like, what? I don't know about your school, but in my school, our student body president was not, like, at all, like, threatening or interesting to me. Like,
and then she just, like, made out with him and was like, meet me in the downstairs bedroom.
Because that happened.
And then they had their awkward sex scene.
Very awkward sex scene. Yeah.
So weird.
Very weird.
So watch this if you want to have a laugh.
I think we should.
Maybe imbibe before.
We should live tweet it. Let's do a live tweet with this one. I think it'll be fun.
I think so too.
Yeah. So this episode is weird because we're out of our normal.
We're doing good on time.
Yeah,
now.
Look, we got an hour.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Oh my God. All right. I think we can wrap it up.
I think so too. I think we covered all three movies.
Yeah.
We are gonna decide which movies we're doing next week.
Yeah. Are we?
We picked one movie.
Yeah. So we're going to do Starry Eyes and an accompaniment movie to go along with that to be announced this week. I'll post that up on Twitter or Instagram. But we're definitely doing Starry Eyes and I'm super stoked about it.
I almost said something about it and then I'm like, no, you're going
to
talk about it next week.
You gotta wait to talk about it. But until next week, we'll see you then. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we are Final Girls HC. on Instagram, Final Girls Horror Cast. Carly and I both go on both of those accounts, so we're gonna start signing our names so you know who you're talking to. We're also on Facebook. I've been better about posting on Facebook, so feel free to find us on there, Final Girls Horror Cast. You can email us any questions or comments, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com. And Carly, do you wanna
Yeah, we're
share
gonna
any of
probably
your
post some
stuff?
pretty cool stuff. We went to the Guillermo del Toro exhibit
Oh my God.
at the LACMA
Oh my
yesterday, and it
God.
was so stinking
Amazing.
cool.
Very, very
So
cool. If you are in the Los Angeles area,
check it out.
check it out. I think it's going to be closing up at the
I think it's throughout
end,
October,
throughout
maybe
October.
a couple days in November.
Yeah. Check it out if you can, because it's phenomenal. If not, check out our pictures. We took lots of really fun pictures, so you can kind of get a feel for some of the
Yeah.
stuff that was there.
This is stuff from his personal collection, and it's
Yeah.
just
And
insane.
there's like a picture of the inside of his house that's just
But
totally
like,
amazing.
it's so, oh man, if I
Yeah.
had all the dollars.
All the dollars. If we had
I
all of the dollars in the
would
world, we would
hire
definitely.
Guillermo del Toro as my interior decorator.
Amazing stuff. Like seriously amazing stuff. But
It's
also
so
stuff that
cool.
like if it was in my house, I'd be like, ah, in
I
the middle of
probably
the
have
night.
nightmares.
Yeah.
I would not go, like, go get water from my
No, it
kitchen.
would need to be in a specific room.
Yeah.
Like I feel like once I'm in the middle of construction on my
I would just wear the
house.
Crimson Peak
Oh,
costumes around
wow.
my
And like spin. Make
Yeah.
it fly up.
Oh, that was so my favorite.
Yeah, we're doing construction on my house, and I'm always like, okay, once this room's done, this is gonna be my horror movie room, and it's gonna be my podcast room, and I'm gonna just hang all of the cool stuff in
I
there.
love
'Cause I don't
it.
know that I can torture my husband with having a bunch of horror stuff in our house, but
Yeah.
I kind of want to. But it will also be our guest room, so that'll be fun with anyone who's staying with
I'll just be like, hey, I'm coming down to
Yeah.
hang out in your cool
In
room.
their cool, like creepy room. Have
Yeah.
fun sleeping in there.
I
With all of the
will.
eyes staring at you.
I will love it.
Yeah. Oh, what else? What else?
Awesome.
Anything else? I just want to say thank you to the person who did our music, Troy. He's awesome, and I haven't been thanking him every episode, and I'm supposed to be. So thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Troy. We
Yes,
love our
we
music.
really do. And he's in a band, Cave Bastard. He was also in Cattle Decapitation. If you're familiar with metal at all, you might have heard of them. He's awesome and super talented, and he just did this for fun to help us out. So thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
I want to thank your friend who did our artwork.
Yeah, Jason Link is amazing and he does artwork all the time. Check him out. It's at Double J 2000 is his Instagram and Twitter, I believe.
Yeah, both of their
So.
information, if you're looking to use them for anything, you can find their information on our website,
Yes.
finalgirlshorrorcast.com. So that's it, I think.
Yeah.
All right,
That was
guys.
fun.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.